Chapter 10. Applaus, Room, and Gluck.
That stairway is further away than it looked this morning,
said Virginia in the deepening gloom.
Do you think maybe we ought to camp here for the night?
I sure wish Kara and Hope were with us,
said Mary Jane, with a trace of sadness in her voice.
Oh, shut up, you crybabies,
said young Francis to them both.
Nobody said you had to come with me.
Just then they crested a rise and saw a campfire in the dale below. And seated between the girls and that fire were three dark silhouettes, looking into the ring of light.
We'll ask if we can stay with those people,
said Francis. Down the hillside, past the three figures, all the way to the other side of the blazing fire, boldly marched young Francis. As she turned to face the three silhouettes, the light of the campfire wonderfully highlighted her face and flowers, and the stars in the sky looked down upon her in that circle of light and wept for how it would end. A misty rain began to fall. Francis saw twins, one a little heavier than the other, with a richly dressed man seated next to them. When they saw Francis standing before them, all three leapt simultaneously to their feet and began clapping and cheering wildly. Her smile glowed brightly as she looked into their adoring eyes.
I am Applause,
said the smaller of the twins, bowing before her like a duke.
I am Fame,
said the larger and more handsome of the pair, matching his brother's regal bow.
And my name is Fortune,
boomed the richly dressed man, extending his hand across the fire.
We are delighted to make your acquaintance.
What would you like me to do next?
Francis asked them in anxious excitement.
Tomorrow we will climb to the city of Serendipity, where we shall see what we shall see,
said the man with the booming voice.
And we would like to escort you there,
spoke the twins in near-perfect unison.
Yes. Then we shall all see what we shall see,
bubbled young Francis, bobbing her head in vigorous agreement. And Mary Jane and Virginia saw all of this as they watched in secret from the darkness of the hillside.